live from the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Taking more of those suggestions on the text line, Findlay Kia text line, 702-364-1100. Willie needing some time-killing TV shows, 2, 3, 4 seasons for 30 hours of driving. So we've gotten some good suggestions in on the text line. Last few suggestions, House of Cards. It's a good show.
Although I think the
end when Spacey's gone because he's Kevin Spacey, people saying, hey, don't watch
that
part.
I think I got into the first couple of seasons and it tailed off. Loved when he goes to the Baltimore barbecue joint with the old dude and they sit and talk. That's it. That's just like his meeting spot, right?
702-364-1100 is the text line. So more suggestions on some TV shows for Willie. Dan Jacobs is going to check in. The judge, the fan in Denver.
Judge Dan.
He's a foodie, so we'll get into some food with him. But also, Big 12's here tomorrow. Football Media Days, Big 12, Tuesday, Wednesday, Mountain West Conference Media Days.
Prime time.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Prime
Dion
time.
Will be a big focus.
Yeah.
You know what? Get him while he lasts because I think this season's going to be a freaking disaster. I don't think he's going to react well. I don't think Shador is going to react well. But we'll get the vibe from Dan because, believe it or not, a complete – and this is where Dion deserves credit, a complete non-subject on Sports Talk Radio. In Denver for years and years was Colorado Buffalo football. And they're relevant. They're big. I don't think they're as big as the Broncos. So we'll get to that inside of 25 minutes. National days today. Last week, we went into the weekend with the very confusing, clashing days of National Bikini Day and National Fried Chicken Day.
I saw you went to, where'd you go?
I will not name the place. It is in the pictures if you actually look. I have to get advice from you and especially from Dan. You're very good on TikTok and you put out food pictures. Dan's very good. Judge Dan is very good at it. I lost control. I lost my focus. I got so excited. The place I went to brings out the chicken and I started eating it. And then I was like, oh, crap, I got to take a picture. And I was like, should I post this? Like, no one posts partially eaten food. Mm-hmm. But I did it.
I have. When you forget, I
God,
have.
It was
I've
so
done
good.
It. I've done it.
I'll get into more
you
detail
know what's weird?
It.
What's crazy is, and so ironical, Jordan, my son, posted a video on his Instagram story yesterday.
Right.
And he happened to be at the place I told you to go to.
Okay.
Over in historic West Las Vegas. I just found it ironical. There's nothing behind any of it.
His ears were ringing.
Yeah.
Did he get fried chicken?
I don't know. I didn't reach out to him and ask him what he ordered there, but I'm guessing it was one of the breakfasts because it was earlier in the day.
Right.
Because we used to go in there for breakfast. And of course, he went on the day I told you guys not to go. Sundays.
Yeah. Don't go Sundays. Church day.
Yeah.
Okay. So today is National Ice Cream Sundae Day, and it's National Freezer Pop Day. Why are these together? I mean, I guess they blend better than the clash of that National Bikini Day and National Fried Chicken Day. I think freezer pops deserve their own day. Now, if I have to pick one or the other, and that's the rule here, I'm going Ice Cream Sundae Day. It's not even close.
Are you Tony Soprano-ish where you make your own, or are you going out and getting one?
I'm making my own, but My dream place it didn't die completely, but I used to love Friendly's.
Oh, okay.
In the Northeast, and there's still some in New England. There may be a rogue spot.
Willie,
I'm telling you, I had their Reese's Pieces. Well, you know, we were talking about competitive eating earlier, and it is true. And I think most of it's just getting fat. But as you get older, you can't really eat as much as you used to. When you're a kid, because you can burn it off. I used to eat a Reese's Pieces sundae like it was going out of friggin' style. I'd eat that sundae. I'd go to the movies with a girlfriend. I'd eat the sundae, and I probably went back and still got some action. With 5 scoops of ice cream, peanut sauce, Reese's Pieces. chocolate sauce.
Reese's Pieces.
And I was still ready to go. I take everything. When I go out to a restaurant, I take everything home in a to-go box. I eat.
Well, you're not taking a Sunday home.
That's a good point. And maybe that's, and that issue arises, or that brings up my frugalness. I'm not letting a giant Sunday sit there with like a third left uneaten.
Well, as you should, if
you're gonna, yeah, you gotta eat it.
Yeah. The place back in the day where all my old school Las Vegas listeners, and I don't mean old school, like, well, I got here in the early 2000s, so yeah, you're not old school. Oh. Back then, when you wanted to go get a Sunday,
yeah, where'd you go?
The original MGM, which is now the Horseshoe, which used to
I
be
almost said
Bally's.
Yeah, I know. I almost said Bally's. Forgot the
Swenson's.
Yeah.
And then there were Swenson's around town, but you'd go, if you wanted to sit down, banana split, an ice cream sundae, and then just if you were going to go to just get ice cream, yeah, just in general, you go to 31 Flavors.
So you're going
Baskin Robbins.
You're going sundae over freezer pop as well?
I do. Like, if, yeah, for comfort.
Popsicle, whatever.
I want, yeah, but in Las Vegas, for all the people that were going crazy yesterday and posting and sharing the post with Vegas heat, oh my gosh, it's too hot, blah, blah, blah. Please, settle down. You can't tell the difference between 116 and 120. Settle down.
Calling people out for saying they're old-timers.
But National Freezer Pop.
Others about the heat.
Yes.
Stop being a pansy.
The National Freezer Pop, the Otter Pops are nice little quickies when you run in from outside, being out, whatever. But if you want good comfort sort of ice cream sundaes, of course.
I like a Chipwich. I would pick, if I go to the convenience store freezer, I'm whatever they're called now. But you know, they've suffered from shrinkflation. Those things used to be gigantic. Now it's like two little baby cookies with some ice cream.
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, I used to love having.
You're talking about inflation. Let's talk about today, mm-hmm, before this show.
Here we go.
I'm not saying that I expected the price to be the same, but this, people don't believe me when I say I don't really eat a lot of fast food. I walked into a place, and when I say the promotion that it used to be, you'll know the place, but I'm not knocking it. It just was shocking.
Are you going to do the 5 foot?
I was stunned.
Or the whatever it is, the foot
$5 foot long.
Yeah.
That's
we talked about that with Arash about 2 months ago, that it's been gone for like 11 years.
I realize that it's gone, but it's been obliterated.
They charge like real sub place.
Holy moly.
Not that they're not a real sub place.
I was just stunned. I was stunned at the number because I was telling the girl. I was like, I used to, you know, blah, blah, blah.
By the way, do you think some freaking sandwich artist wants to hear, like, hey, back in my day,
no, I didn't say
these
were
five.
When I was talking, I
now
said,
they're 14.
I said, how old are you? She goes, 15. I was like, yeah, well, when you were five, the $5 footlong was a promotion.
I'm sure she's like, yeah, I had a great conversation with some guy. She's like, this son of a. Aces, after splitting this weekend, are now 13-7. That's the halfway point of the season. They play 40 games. We're going to have a break coming up here. Olympic team. What is it? July 20th is the All-Star game. WNBA All-Stars against the Olympic team. Coming up this week, Aces at the Storm, at the Dream, at the Mystics. So the road's never easy. That trip from Seattle to Atlanta, that's fun. That'll be a hoot. 2-1?
With only one day in between.
2-1 this week?
3-0. They'll go 3-0.
What?
If they lose, really? It's going to be in Seattle.
Ooh. Well, they ain't going to lose to the Mystics.
They want revenge because they lost in Atlanta on May 31st.
Yes.
Now, the last time they had revenge on their mind, it was in L.A., and that didn't happen.
Didn't the Dream kind of punk them there, too? They were talking a lot of trash. Bumping.
Ariel Powers.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Ariel Powers. And the thing is, people were getting on her, but one of the best things was when she was with Dallas, and they came here a couple of years ago, she dropped Kelsey Plum. You can find that on TikTok somewhere. You just Google their names or search their names in social media. Kelsey was coming in, driving on her. Ariel dropped her, and Kelsey jumped right back up, got in her face. But then afterwards, they also dapped and hugged it out because they were on team. They were in the USA program together. So
back in my day,
the women didn't hug it out. All right, so I'm going to run through this real quick. They're 13-7, right?
Mm-hmm. So what's the record going to be at the end of the year?
2-1-3.
Don't go through
the
whole schedule.
I am. I'm counting real quick. No. Yep. I'm counting.
I'm just going to play some sound while you're doing it. Give me Chelsea.
They're
going to
lose five more.
Go ahead. They're going to go 15-5.
The rest of the way.
So they're going to be 28-12 at the end of the year.
There you go.
Can we bet that? Is our first bet? With you doing some company work?
Sure. You're saying they're going to be worse?
Than 28-12?
Yes.
You really want to make this bet?
I'm asking, you say they're going to be worse?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
28-12 is a tie. 28-12 is a tie.
A meal.
I think you owe me multiple meals, but whatever.
No, it's one.
It's one? Okay. You guys are better at tracking this than I am.
We went 2-1 on our bets last time. Okay. I owe you one meal, which, for the record, I've never welched. I have offered many times.
I'm not busting.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you need to get 20. I'll give you 28 wins. That's not a push. I'll give it to you. I'm going under.
So I get the hook.
You get 28 and over.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
You're insane. This league's good, man.
Yes, they are, but the Aces.
There's four players going to the Olympics. The rest of the league is resting. What are you, crazy?
Settle down.
WNBA gets me
just worked just
up.
Those four going to the Olympics. They're doing it by themselves. There's not another eight players.
What do the Liberty have? Three or two? Most teams have one player, maybe two. They have four.
They'll be fine.
The wear and tear down the stretch
because they're going to play every minute of every game.
They're going to play a lot of minutes. I've seen something interesting in Ace's post game. I know Asia Wilson's having a monster season.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she at now? Average wise, like 27.5 and 11.5. Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look it up. Don't just give me an N, huh? Please.
I'll get you.
She had 28 and 10 the other day. She's at 27 points and 10.9 rebounds. I've seen Kelsey Plum mention this a bunch after games on we need to appreciate Asia Wilson. And I'm wondering if there's something behind this because Chelsea Gray did it after this last game.
In sports, we don't take the time to celebrate somebody that's doing greatness in the moment while they're in a season or while they're playing. We wait until after they retire to talk about it even more. But I think you're doing an injustice if you don't have the conversation now. Fans to embrace this moment, like, I wish I would have been able to be there to see Magic play or to see legends like that be able to play. So now fans understanding, like, when you're coming, you're seeing somebody that's going to be in the Hall of Fame soon. So I would just emphasize of celebrating that as she's continuing to get better and break records as well.
Do we not appreciate athletes enough when they're playing? Do we just take outstanding players for granted?
I understand where you're going with this, Steve, but
how do you know where I'm going? I barely said anything.
Because it's in the rundown. And you're doing
I keep hearing it over and over
but
again.
But you're doing
it's
it.
Like, we get it. She's great.
No, you're doing
now,
it.
If this is an agenda,
you're
right?
doing an
if this
injustice.
Is an agenda that she hasn't gotten the accolades from the league.
Wrong.
That she has to fight for the MVP every year when she's the MVP almost every year, then I get it. You're planting it constantly. This woman is awesome. You better give her freaking awards.
You're doing an injustice to Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray and to the subject matter you're trying to bring up in the fact that you're not including, and I'm not asking you, since I asked that question, to include my voice, but at least explain what the question was. You're not even saying what the question was. What is Chelsea Gray supposed to say when she's asked specifically?
Good point, that's fair.
She said,
right.
I asked her because Becky Hammon was asked and she said, where does she rank among this franchise now that she – it's one thing to own a record.
Right. Yeah.
Becky said she's the greatest to ever wear the uniform. So they asked Chelsea Gray this. And I said, Chels, you played with Candace Parker. You played with some great players. I'm not going to ask you about Asia and where she ranks, but what I do want to know is, do you still have wow moments during a game when you're throwing wow passes? That was her answer. She's going to give us an answer like that. You can't just take a clip and say, why are we just blowing up Asia Wilson without saying this was the question?
Touche. That's good. You're right. It's not like an agenda coming into the room. They're like, you know what? I got to talk about Asia Wilson.
Yes, right.
I mean, I will say that, unfortunately, I don't think your collection, your brethren in the WNBA media has much to ask.
You're right.
I don't think there's a lot of deep dives. I think part of that is because Becky can get a little thorny sometimes and drop F-bombs. So I think most of the group is like, hey, I'm at the game. I'm not going to ask anything crazy. I'm not going to test him or push him a little bit. So let's ask about how great Asia Wilson is every game.
To your point the other night at T-Mobile, Kelsey's answer was because somebody made it a nonchalant about, and she said, y'all keep making like this is no big deal, she just scored 20 points. This is like a day at the office for her, and that's crazy that she's doing what she's doing. That was her point to an answer about Asia Wilson.
That's
you are right.
That's what the greats do.
they come in and they continue to ask, you know, and so to Asia's credit, she's been in every post game. We sit here and talk about like Caitlin Clark taking on the media as much as she has. Right. Asia has taken on the media, win or lose, and that's why the emotions got the best of her that one game. So she's taken the brunt of a lot of media.
When you watched Hamby light him up on Friday, 28-14, she's averaging 19 and like 10-9, 19 points and almost 11 rebounds.
Yeah.
Do you have a thought ever? Hey, what could have been?
No, because her role is different in what they need of her in L.A. She's their Asia. She's their go-to. She's their veteran.
But to have a four or a co-five.
No, you're right.
That good? And yeah, you're right. She would probably be averaging, who knows, 14 and 10 or 13 and 10.
But,
what a freaking loaded team. By the way, Kayla McBride's gone on to –
She's an all-star again.
But the Hamby thing is more significant because something happened and the league got on the Aces and Becky.
But what was De'Erica here? What was she known as? She was the two-time sixth player of the year. Mm-hmm. Her numbers are up because she's a starter and the star of that team. She's the face of that team. You know, if Cam Brink was still playing, that team would be very dangerous.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think of what could have been. What I think of is good for De'Erica because she was always a good person.
Good. Yeah.
She was a very good person. She's a good mom. You know, she loves her kids. She just wants to play ball. And you know what? Before she left, I said this about Kelsey earlier, she was the foundation of this franchise.
Okay.
So when all that went down, we talked about this last year. When all this went down, we were like, hey, pay this woman some respect. She was the foundation of this franchise long before anybody else.
And if you think I'm just creating a – because here's the deal. Hamby was what? She was pregnant, and there were some asks of her that she wasn't comfortable with, right?
Yep.
And then the league came in. They're like, it's an abusive workplace. Fine, suspensions. I'm not just bringing this up. I watched the post game on the court, and she mentioned multiple times, I'm glad my teammates – get up for this game because they know how important it is to me.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Not that I'm surprised by it, but sometimes players will be like, that's enough. I wouldn't be like that.
No.
It's never enough.
It's going to be a chip on her shoulder every single time.
Yep.
Every single time.
Okay.
And good for her.
Yeah. NBA Summer League is coming to Vegas. Friday it starts up, July 12th to the 22nd. UNLVtickets.com is where you can get your tickets. Bronny James is the most intriguing player from a fan attendance standpoint. He's all over the billboards, and there ain't nothing wrong with that because they're trying to sell tickets and they're trying to make money. Griffin saw a story with Craig Carton, who is a fine fellow. He's probably not the best guy to be judging others in terms of their character and their behavior after his time in the pen, but he's doing a TV show with FS1. He said the Bronny James introductory press conference is a good example of, quote, why people hate the James family. I understand Carton's got a job to do, so, you know, you're going to go to those lengths. Are we serious with that's why people hate the family? Come on.
People hate the family because they're jealous. I mean, what could you – we've had this conversation. What could you possibly hate about LeBron James? There's only one knock that I've ever heard really legitimate that I guess if you want to knock this guy is, you know, I mean, jumping around from team to team. But the decision, the whole decision thing, which ESPN ployed so they could sell advertising and make it a nationally televised thing. But outside of that, we've talked about this. When it comes to the goats of the NBA of the past, if there's one guy who's lived up to his billing but also doesn't have any off-season incidents to speak of and has been a family man and a philanthropist and given back, it's LeBron James. And I feel bad for this kid because, you know, we talked about it last week, Steve.
We talked about it earlier in the show. Yeah. I posed a question to one of our guests. Is Bronny James a victim? If your dad wants you to do something and
– I don't think he's a victim.
Like, no one's forced him to do
– I don't think he's a victim.
They might be.
He's a target. But when you –
what I'm relating is because he's a target, is he a victim of his dad's judgment? And clutch sports judgment.
Well, you're defaulted that, but I don't think that he gets to play the victim role. How about that? He doesn't get to play a victim role, but he's a victim of circumstance, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to embrace that.
I mean, I'll say it. You know what? LiAngelo Ball was a victim of his dad. The other two kids are
two different.
That's what I'm comparing, right? You see a kid who's a very good basketball player. LiAngelo was ranked behind where, you know, LaMelo and Lonzo were, but like, you know, 60th best player in the country, right? He should have spent 3 or 4 years in school.
Yeah.
His dad had him come out. What was the freaking point of that? So he was a victim of his dad's arrogance.
Period. Yes.
That's what
Ronnie James is a victim of everything that's being spewed at him, but it's not because it's not because of his dad per se, but the balls was because of his dad's arrogance.
You don't think LeBron made Bronny do this?
No. Well, I think it was a family decision, but I think he said, "Do you want to do this?" But I also think that right now the time is right. If the money's there, we've said this about a lot of kids. If the time is right and the money's there, go.
What do they need money? He needs money? He's capitalizing on the money?
Well, he wants to
play 2 or 3 more years and be a first round pick.
Well, yeah.
That dream of playing with that LeBron has. I don't know if that was Bronny's dream. Like, I want to play with dad.
But is that guaranteed in 3 years? What if he gets hurt? And yeah, you're right. Yeah, they'll never have to worry about money if they don't want to, but maybe the kid wants to make his own on his own name. I don't know. But I'm just saying,
I think a lot of people look at this and go, he's not doing it.
You're telling me that LeBron James is more arrogant than what's his name? Than Ball.
I didn't say that.
What's the dad's name? They're all elves.
LeVar. Don't insult my second father.
But
you know I love that man.
You brought up the NBA.
But I can't have differences with them.
Isn't it great that the last time we had this hyped up for an opening night or whatever, it was the Lakers. It was Lonzo Ball, right? Yeah. And now we have the Lakers again.
Giveaway time. Caller 7, 364-1100, 364-1100. Caller 7, 2 tickets. Battle for Vegas is back. The charity softball game. It's this Saturday, Las Vegas Ballpark. 2 all-star teams of VGKers and Raiders. Some special guests are also part of the mix. You can get your tickets at Vegas.com. Vegas.com for your tickets. It's presented by Tobin Motor Cars. They're the big sponsor of the Battle for Vegas charity softball game. 2 tickets right now. It's at the ballpark. It's this weekend. 364-1100. Caller 7, 364-1100.
Now back to Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
The handle, the web address to get your softball tickets, charity softball game. We just gave away a pair for VGK against the Raiders. It's battleforvegas.com. I said Vegas.com. Battle. I thought that was weird. Battleforvegas.com. So that game's coming up this weekend. Special guest, Willie, include the Canseco brothers. Were you telling me last week that UNLV wide receiver Ricky White is part of it?
Yeah.
I think
it came in a press release.
Yeah, the roster's in front of you?
The last press release was earlier today, so I'm looking up last week's final rosters. We have new additions to the rosters include Zamir White, new starting running back for the Raiders, Ricky White. I don't know why they put new, but Ricky White, UNLV All-American wide receiver, and the first active UNLV player to play in Battle for Vegas, plus Brendan Brisson from the Golden Knights. T. Michael includes Zach Whitecloud, Keegan Colasar, Nick Haig, Brendan Brisson, Ryan Reeves, and Logan Thompson. Terrence Long will also play for time, T. Michael, along with Ricky White. The Raiders with A.J. Cole are Zamir White, Daniel Carlson, Alexander Madison, Dylan Parham, Trayvon Morig, Jacorian Bennett, Thayer Munford, Jose Canseco, and Ozzie Canseco.
That'll be great. Thayer Munford, gigantic dude as well.
There will be special appearances by Chance, Stomper, Spruce the Goose, and Aviator.
Better mascot, Chance or Stomper?
Which one's Stomper?
The elephant. Hayes.
No. I like Ellie the elephant from the New York Liberty. Just for the record.
I'm going to say Stomper. And it's not. This isn't like an Adam Hill-related dislike of the Gila Monster, Chance. I do think the elephant is unique. I don't want the name the A's. I don't want their colors. But I like an elephant as a mascot.
Are you in or out or on buckets?
I don't love buckets. But buckets, it is the traditional kind of midsection heavy mascot that I like. He used to be a midsection heavy Judge Dan Jacobs. That's not a nice segue. But from Denver. Right, Dan? You used to be a fatty. Now he's pretty thin. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, thanks for talking about my midsection. I love it.
Well, I mean, you were a squatty guy, and I don't know what you took or how you did it, but you thinned out. What are you down to now?
I'm actually back up to about 248. On. I was down to 228 though. What the hell's
going on? Where am I? I don't know. I haven't weighed myself in months, but it's not. You said 220. No, you're 248.
I was 228.
I think I'm under 220.
How
now.
Tall are you, Dan?
It's like 5'2".
5'11".
Oh, he's 5'11".
Yeah, 5'2". 5'2".
5'2 is funnier.
Jesus.
Yes.
What?
Well, I'm 5'7", 205.
Right. But you actually need to get down to 190. But you lift and go to the gym. Dan, do you lift and go to the gym?
I walk. That's about it. No lifting.
Well, he lifts the cleaver to cut the chops and
he's
put them
on the
grill.
He's a judge and a pitmaster.
Well, that too, yeah. He is a pitmaster.
It does make it difficult.
Yeah. I enjoy his tweets of barbecue.
Yes. All right, Dan. So we got Big 12 landed in Vegas. I think they're going to start doing some business more often with Vegas. Media days are here. Dion is expected to be the first guy tomorrow, right, Willie?
Yeah. No, Wednesday he's first up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday he's first up. Okay, we've gone through months now of an off season. A lot of turnover again with the Buffalo program. I know you have season tickets. You cover the Colorado scene for the Fan in Denver. Give me the vibes now that we're on the doorstep of the college football season.
Well, I know you guys love, you in particular, Steve, you love you some Dion. So, you know, I was talking to Mike Evans, our morning show host, and he's trying to hype up, like, if it's not an 8 or 9 win season, it's going to be a failure. And he said, at what point do we take, you know, not take Dion at his word? And I say, you never take Dion at his word. You know, I said, you don't pay attention to anything that comes out of his mouth. He's just he's a modern day Don King is what I've taken to calling him. He's a modern day Don King. You don't take him seriously, but do the fights get made? Does he come through? You look at what he does, and that's what we're going to pay attention to. Can they play this year? Because I don't believe anything he says. He'll be fun in Vegas tomorrow, and he'll have a lot of colorful things to say. Do you put any stock into any of them? Probably not.
Willie, where are you on this season?
I'm thinking that there's some pressure, especially after the way that they started with him at the tenure, and it was a bit disappointing. I believe that the Buffs better live up to the hype that follows their coach. Where the expansion to 16 teams is going to be problematic for a lot of teams. You look at the fact that Texas and Oklahoma are gone and they're off to the SEC, but then all of a sudden the newcomer of the bunch is the favorite to win it. Utah, like what? So he's going to have his hands full, but I think that there's some pressure there. I think that he's got it. I think at some point the whole name and facade of who he is, the persona, if you will, that's going to wear off in a town like Boulder.
Dan?
Oh, it's already wearing off for a lot of people in this state. I'm not there yet, though. And it's that part of it actually has already worn off for me, the persona and all that stuff. I could care less about it. But what hasn't worn off is the way he's dramatically turned around the amount of talent that has come into the city. And I want to see if they can deliver on it.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, exactly. That's what I was just agreeing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought Cofield was going to jump over all over me like he normally does. No, what I was going to say was what I'm worried most about, though, is the talent at the coaching positions. I think for as much talent as they may have on the field, and it's still hard to discern just exactly how that's going to shake out because they would have a big rush in the portal, and then they would have a big rush out of the portal. So exactly how all this talent is going to shake out, we still don't know yet. But from the coaching standpoint, that's what scares me because Dion cannot coach a lick with a headset on. And it looked like he left a lot of competent people that were supposed to be taking that do the heavy lifting for him left after last season. And he didn't really replace them with, you know, better options.
Why do you think he had Sean Lewis demoted? And then, you know, in the offseason, San Diego State talked to a couple different people, but it seemed like they really wanted Lewis, and now he's running that program. They're doing a pretty good job on the recruiting trail. What was behind that whole thing?
Well, if you believe the reports and where there's a little smoke and, you know, there could be some fire, it really wasn't. He demoted himself. He says, I can't do this. I can't. And it had everything to do with Shador Sanders, and that Shador just simply is going to do, what Shador is going to do, and all you can do is, and he just threw up his hands in frustration and says, "I'm not going to do this." And Shador is just like, I don't need you telling me what to do. I'm here, I'm the star, and I'm going to play the way I'm going to play." And Lewis was just like, I've had enough. And he walked away.
How does that translate to the relationship with a guy like Pat Shurmur, who's got obviously an extensive resume, and is now the last year he was co-offensive coordinator, and this year it's the vehicle's his. You know, as far as that's an old school guy.
Well, he wasn't actually. So last year he wasn't co-offensive coordinator. He was not on the staff as far as game day staff. He was like a consultant, and then okay. When Lewis left, then he took over. And so the way it's going to translate, Willie, is he's the ultimate lapdog, yes man, good old boy that's riding this gravy train to its death, right? Like, we had him here with the Broncos. Raiders fans couldn't have been happier, I'm sure, yeah. Right? Because people continue to say, how does this guy keep getting jobs? This is how. This is exactly how. He does what he's told, and he's terrible at it, but he keeps finding a way because he's a lapdog, and he'll be a lapdog, and he'll do whatever. He'll put together a playbook that whatever Shador allows Shador to do, whatever Shador wants to do, and that's my concern, is that could it be disastrous?
Sounds like a glorified AAU team.
It does, and that's kind of what our buddy Chad Andrus likes to call this. He likes to say AAU ball doesn't work at the major college football level, but I guess we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, Chad's another host on The Fan in Denver. Judge Dan is with us. He's a host on The Fan in Denver. We're talking about Big 12. Media Day is coming to town. Dion's going to be here. Obviously, coach in the Big 12 is going to be here. But that's going to get a little hype when he makes his Vegas appearance. I get what your pal Mike Evans is doing. He's setting a pretty high bar with 8 or 9 wins for Colorado. But there's a reality to this. That premise is kind of stupid. So I guess I would jump on him. Like I jump on you, as you were saying earlier, they're picked 11th in the Big 12 by the media. They're picked 12th by Phil Steele. They are 12th or 13th on the odds board. They're not like 8 or 9 wins is not realistic. It's just not. Set a high bar, and I guess you could be controversial when they don't deliver a big win season. But no one believes they're winning. Really believes they're winning 9 games. Come on.
Well, within the state, all like a Mike Evans has to do is say, "What are you talking about? They have the number one quarterback, perhaps in the draft. He may be the number one overall draft
pick."
They don't even have
the number one quarterback in the Big 12. You're right, and all those guys aren't drafted. Like Fafita. Okay, keep going. Sorry. See, that's what happens. Yeah. You say something, yeah. And I start yelling.
I know. But here they like to say that he could be the number one overall draft pick, and Travis Hunter is going to be right there with him. And that they brought in all this extra talent as well, and that they shored up the offensive line. So why not? Dion has told us that that's what they're shooting for. So why not? Now, if you take a step back outside of the bubble, I think it's more realistic as to what you're saying, Steve, and that nobody's actually predicting this that has any level, any modicum of objectivity. But if we're going to have the big circus and the hype show, why not jump on board?
I think they come out of the gates 0-7, best 2-5.
Oh, get out of here, 0-7, Cofield.
They're going to lose at home to North Dakota State. I don't think they're going to win any of these road games early, at Nebraska, at Colorado State, at Central Florida, at Arizona.
They're going to beat North Dakota State. They're going to beat Colorado State. They're probably going to beat Nebraska.
Not buying it.
Yeah, they beat Nebraska last year. You didn't buy it then either.
Right. Who was that quarterback for Nebraska last year? A ragtag bunch. Now that this is, they. I'm not going to say they get a break because it's an upgraded quarterback. They are facing a true freshman in Raiola. If he's decent, it's an upgrade. And here's the difference. One, in that game, Matt Rhule is a legit college football coach. He is good with the headsets on. I don't believe that he spent the offseason shuttling out 30 guys. And then bring in another 40. I think Nebraska, over time, has built up their power game. I don't believe Colorado has enough power and depth on the squad. And the other thing with Nebraska, and I'm not a big Husker defender, they had a season where they lost so many one-score games.
Oh, stop it. You sound like a Bronco fan. Stop it.
I'm telling you.
Bronco fan every year.
Generally,
how many close games against the Raiders did the Broncos had the last three or four seasons? Just barely, right at the end, right?
Generally, those 50-50 spots, the close games, will even out in years after you're absolutely dreadful. So mark it down. I think it's going to be really tough for them to get out of the gates. If they, I mean, nine games. I mean, you're crazy. Go ahead, Willie.
Dan, how badly positioned is that game in Fort Collins? Because you figure, okay, so North Dakota State, which is going to give Colorado all it can handle, if you know it's going to play, it's going to play up to the level of competition. Then you go to Lincoln. Regardless of what happens in those first two games, you could argue that a 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2 start sort of could benefit Colorado State. It's a, I just as the third game in the season, you know what I mean? If they show their vulnerabilities in the first two, the Rams will be waiting to pounce. If they go in 2-0, they're going to be overconfident. If they're in 0-2, now all of a sudden, you know what I mean? They're kind of tail between the legs. I don't know. I don't know if I like that third spot for the in-state rivalry game.
No, I mean, but there was no earthly reason why Colorado State didn't win last year, mm-hmm. other than they just, I mean, they really should have won that game. And, you know, they were a 3-touchdown underdog. And then, you know, CU rushes the field after they barely, you know, beat their, you know, lowly in-state rival that they were 3-touchdown favorites over. But, you know, it was, that was still the narrative. If CSU couldn't beat them last year when they were supposed to, this year with a supposedly reloaded CU team, I don't know that's going to happen. CSU just never beats them. When they're good, they're bad. It's happened like seven times in the last 40 years.
Dan Jacobs, Judge Dan, is on with us. Big 12 coming to town, football media days. One of the big stories will be the 11th place team, but they're coached by Deion Sanders, so it's a big story. Let me flip to Nugget basketball here for a second. Give me your call on what they've done so far in the offseason. They needed shooting. I think they needed more veteran presence. So far?
Well, they got the backup center from Golden State that will allow them to spell Nikola Jokic for a little bit and have a running mate. No, people are apoplectic here. They're upset that Jamal Murray is potentially getting another fat contract, and they're apoplectic that KCP left and that the Nuggets just aren't doing enough. Like, people are really wringing their hands here in town.
Why are they mad at the contract for Murray?
Guy's never made an all-star game. He's perpetually hurt. The GM came out and said the reason he's hurt is because he's never in good shape. And you just don't know what you're going to get out of him. And I wouldn't say prevailing, but the idea that's starting to get out there is that you're wasting the best player on the planet's prime with this guy that is not reliable and is never going to be there.
I saw an article today, or earlier this morning, five Nuggets that will not be there on opening night, and not getting into those, what I was happy about, and locals here in Vegas should be happy about, was second-year player Julian Strother. What's the reception for him up there?
Nothing, because he never plays, because Michael Malone won't play young players. And that is, there's a potential rift between the GM and the coach because of that. What the GM is saying, listen, I'm already paying four guys. I can't pay anymore. I can't go out and buy you more talent on the wing, which is what we need. But I've been drafting it for you. I've drafted you Christian Brown. I've drafted Strother. I've drafted Peyton Watson. I've drafted you these guys. And Michael Malone is just this old, stubborn guy. He's like, nope, I don't play rookies. I don't play young guys.
Yep.
And so there's this theory that the reason that the Nuggets aren't doing anything is like a Billy Bean Moneyball situation, where he's like, well, you're going to have to play him because you're not going to have anything else on the roster. And so maybe this year we'll see a little Julian Strothers, but, you know, he was up and down between the G League last year and then
that was a brief, roster, that was a brief cup of coffee down there.
He's a big Julian defender.
Come on now. He didn't go.
Watch yourself.
And down. And he went down there after one of his injuries to kind of rehab. So
I'm not hating on him, but he doesn't play.
No, you're right. Trust me.
Wouldn't you like it as a fan of his? Wouldn't you like to see him play?
Oh, trust me. I've been out for cocktails with his father when we're watching. Hey, let's meet for the Laker game, or let's meet for this game. And we're waiting for the final 2 minutes because we know that's when he's going to get in.
Right. It's sad. And it's because it's not like they couldn't use his skill set. It's just, you know, he's Michael Malone's the son of Brendan Malone, this old salty old coach, and he's like, I got to be like Pops, I guess. I don't know.
What's the latest with the barbecue lawyer? What have you been doing lately?
I sold the Darth Vader smoker, my friend.
What?
They're coming to pick it up. I sold it.
Why?
I'm moving. And you know how much that thing weighs? It weighs 700 pounds. You think I'm going to move that thing?
Are you going? Wait, I don't even know where you are. Are you going permanently to Steamboat Springs?
No, I'm just moving a couple neighborhoods over into a, a different place. But it took us six people to get this smoker. We had to
Oh.
construct special ramps to get it down into my backyard. I'm not exactly like, eh, let's move that thing back up a set of flight of
I want to
stairs. And
cry.
it's it, yeah.
Oh, that thing is beautiful. How many racks does it have?
It's got eight rotating rotisserie racks. You stuff it full of, ribs and chicken and brisket and
How many
pulled pork.
chicken?
It's
How many
phenomenal.
chicken? How many chickens or like how many briskets can you cook at one time?
If you really did it right and you balanced everything out, you could do 16 briskets.
Look at both of us just sighed.
You know what I'm picturing? The bot what I would have at the bottom catching all the drippings.
Well, I'm down six grills for now. But I
He's
got a
down to
new
six grills.
smoker, a different smoker. I got a Primo. You know, like those big green eggs?
Yeah. I
I got
saw
a
that.
Primo, which is like a step up from that. So I'm playing around with that. It's a
And
little smaller.
you have six grills because you're rehabbing a bunch of them? Because I know you do that, or you actually use the six grills.
No, those are usable. Hey, I need, I use them. One of them, a couple of them I use. One of them does need to be fixed, but I use those to cook. Steve, I am telling you, I have got the recipe, copycat recipe for the chicken at Chipotle. I've got that down only better. Like it is money. You
Really?
would you if you ate this, you'd be like, oh man, I can't go to Chipotle anymore. It's ruined for me. Like I got that down. We use that for the free meals. So I got a couple smokers I use for that. And of course, the pulled pork we make for the free meals. So, I'm using them. I'm using them.
With the downgrade a little bit here, can you do some of the charitable work you've been doing?
Oh yeah,
Okay.
I kept all enough to get that stuff done. And then what I'm just setting myself up for. Honey, the Darth Vader smoker's gone. We got the new place. There's room, and you got to go bigger and better next time. Am I right? Put it out to the listeners.
Yes.
Don't I go? Got to go over, even more over the top than the Darth Vader smoker next time?
I mean, what are you going to get? What do? Get something on a
Like an
trailer? I
old
mean,
hickory
what?
restaurant one,
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. Why not? Why not?
Southern pride.
Tell people what you do, because like I said, you're very charitable and you're offering up food. It seemed like for a while there it was on a weekly basis. What are you up to now?
So it's twice a month. It's every
Okay.
first, and it was every week during the pandemic, but now it's every first and third Thursday. Free groceries to anybody that needs them. And then, I help out with the hot meal portion, anybody that needs a hot meal. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to make it so nobody ever felt bad about like, oh, I have to go get a handout. So I said, let's do this the right way. Let's make it the best free meal in all of Denver. So that people are not like, hey, I'm embarrassed, but I'm excited to come get this. This is something that, like, if Steve Cofield were to ever pay off that barbecue bet with Dan Jacobs and he had to pay $18, $20 for a sandwich, it's that quality of food. You know what I mean? And so we give that stuff away for free twice a month. And it's something, that people get excited about. I want them to be excited about anyway. And so we do, we have KFC, Famous Bowls. That type thing. We get free donations from Chick-fil-A, so that's nice. But I'm telling you, man, I do the cilantro lime rice just like Chipotle, but the chicken, whoo, I got it down cold, Steve. You got to try
Dan
some.
T. Jacobs Law. If you want to follow Denver sports, you want to have some food porn. One last thing, because we got to run. Piece of advice. The other day, I got a whole fried chicken. It got delivered to the table, and I got out of control, and I ate a little bit of it, and then I took a picture of it, and then I put it up on social media. Is that an absolute no-no? Partially eaten food?
Well, if you can see the exposed eating part, that's no. Yeah, that's a big no-no. But I was like, you know what I honestly said to myself? I can't believe he's doing this at his age. Cofield, what the heck are you doing?
There you go. All
Eating a whole
right.
fried chicken?
He comes back. He comes back over the top. I am glad you've lost a lot of weight. You look good. You're healthy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
Man, is that what people thought when they saw it? When they a little bit that the whole fried chicken on National Fried Chicken Day. I'll explain more of the story. I'm fine. Relax. I didn't down the whole freaking thing.
Cofield and Company presents Grab Bag on ESPN Las Vegas.
All right, on the fried chicken picture I posted on National Fried Chicken Day, Jacob just suggested I ate the whole fried chicken. I didn't eat a whole fried chicken by myself. It
Could
is
you?
it is incredible. It is in to-go boxes at home. I'm going to eat it this week, but I barely made a dent in the freaking thing.
Could you eat a full bucket?
No.
I could.
No. No, there's no way.
Fried chicken's good.
There's no way. But I will tell you, the place, well, it's in Chinatown. The place was so good that I've been thinking about other chicken dishes I need to get there.
Okay.
Like, I might have to do a Friday chicken sandwich run.
So maybe that
maybe
be,
every Friday. It was that good.
Maybe be from last year's bet that I, where I went 1-2. That could be where you choose to go. And then this year,
oh,
when,
you're gonna
I
treat
be,
me.
When I beat, well, I owe you.
I know.
So this year, when the Aces, what do they got to finish?
They got to go 28-12 or better.
28-12 or better.
You said they're going to go 15-5 down the stretch.
That's
I say
right.
under.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that's wow. That's that is motivation. I'm not playing for the Aces or the. I guess I'd have to play for the opposition, but that's true motivation to get a win in this one. I need that.
That mean I owe you two meals.
Big time.
But I won't.
All right, let's go out. We got how much time? Got a minute? 2 minutes? I want to give away, we had one more prize today. 364-1100, caller 7, caller 7, caller 7. Four tickets in the ESPN Fan Zone. Aces against the Angel Reese's.
Ooh.
Chicago Sky. That'll be the last game before the month-long break. July 16th, that's next week. Fan Zone's presented by Westar Credit Union and Finley Volkswagen Henderson. A four-pack going out. 702, check that. Yeah, 702. 364-1100, caller 7. That'll be a good one, right?
T-Mobile, absolutely. I'll be there.
You will be there for that one.
I can't wait.
Excellent.
I've only missed two home games. I was just relaxing. Watch from the house.
A few seconds left. Can you give me a refresher on why Kate Martin is so popular across women's basketball?
Well, I think that her, the way that the Aces received her and some of the videos that went viral and the embracement, while there was so much hate being spewed toward Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the blah, 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 and then they saw how she was being treated from missing the bus and running after it, and then Asia Wilson but getting her a cake and a crown for her birthday, and just the embracement of the Aces, you know, bringing in the rookie.
Yeah.
They love her. You threw her stats up here like, well, why? She's only averaging this. That's what a rookie's supposed – that's your garden variety rookie on the two-time defending champ.
She was, wasn't she top 12 in all-star voting for a little while?
She might have been for popularity, but that's going to fall off.
Okay.
You know, but she's good. She's a good kid. She's a good addition, and I'm glad
she's here. Did she have a viral video the other day getting kind of busted on a crossover?
Oh,
that was a rough one.
Marike. Poor Kate. And then fans went after her. Why would you do that to her?
Wait, what?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, her fans are mad because she got crossed over?
No.
Oh, put out the video.
Yeah. No, fans were mad because Arike crossed her over, and they're like, Arike, how could you do that to poor Kate?
Oh, being funny. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Making sure we're not protecting the players to the level where you can't make nasty moves
poor
against
Kate.
Her.
Yeah, she ended up on her keister.
All right, well, congrats to all our winners today. I think we got a winner in for our Aces tickets. We'll have more of those for the Fan Zone. Road games this week. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. We'll see how they come out in that one. Later in the week, reminder, we'll be on the road for Mountain West Conference Football Media Days Wednesday and Thursday live at Circa. Willie, great job. Griffin, thanks for running the show. Thanks to all our guests. We'll see you.